our planet is a lonely speck in the great cosmic dark.
This is Chrissy.
And I'm Marie.
And you're listening to Alt Pop Repeat,
a show where we get into the nitty gritty around counterculture, alternative culture, and sync it up with what?
With pop culture.
Yeah, man. That's what we do.
There we go.
High five.
We're going to the far reaches. We're going to
of the planet.
We're going to the far reaches within our budget to talk to the biggest people, the smallest people.
It's like Joe Rogan, but with two chicks and a thesis. So we have some celebrities that we've actually interviewed, and we always have a celebrity generally with us to talk a little bit about how pop culture and counterculture relates to them or into society today.
We have so many people coming on the show. It's going to be amazing. We have George Strombolopoulos. We have Matthew Santoro. We have Jeremy Corbell. We have Carla Collins.
We have Hill as well, too.
We have Hill. We have, and us. And there's so many more that are going to be joining us as we go through this whole adventure of trying to figure out what are the syncs between pop culture and counterculture.
Whoop, whoop. So how did we start? Let's talk about how we started this.
We started it. Because the universe threw us together. That's right, why.
Like, you need to be friends.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, we were friends before, but now you need to be even better friends. So I guess I'd say the reason why we both started this is because we both love counterculture. We both live in, like, pop culture. That's what we live every day. I'm a publicist, you're a digital marketer, so we're always in the pop culture world. And then my side stuff is when I come home, is I talk about this all the time, is watch like stuff on UFOs, conspiracy theories, and Joe Rogan. Or I think the other part too is that we're seeing that all these syncs are happening now. And that happened in the 70s and the 80s and like the 60s and the 70s through counterculture revolution. Now we're doing, maybe there's something similar that's happening now, and we're showing all these syncs to all the counterculture, how it aligns to pop culture.
Well, there's history always repeats itself. So yeah, who's totally to say that history is not repeating the stories that we're experiencing within spirituality or even ancient history?
So we should say what a sync is.
What's a sink? Okay. Well, yeah. Sinks are the connective tissue between...
I love that.
It is.
It's the connective... It is true. It's the connective tissue. It's like now we're doing anatomy.
Yeah. It is. It's like the... Okay, fine. It's like the energetic connections between... But there is the connection between what we were talking about in the past. So... Again, what was happening in counterculture and alternative culture, ancient civilizations, et cetera, that was a whole language that was a part of their mainstream. And now we have a whole mainstream language that's happening. We have our own slang and words and things to describe the way that we see and interact in this world. But as we were going through conversation, you and I, Chrissy, we realized that there really is ties between those two worlds, and that what we're seeing in this whole new, you know, urban spirituality movement that we're all in, you know, meditation, crystals, chakra alignment, I mean, they're all a part of what people have been doing for centuries before. So why is it happening now?
Right. And is it happening again? We look at, again, the 60s and 70s, and the counterculture movement really started trends and new concepts of thinking and ideologies for people to step outside of the box. And now we're doing similar things. We're going back to those times, but we're doing it more in a millennium way, and I would say, or a new way, a new futuristic way, I guess, looking at things differently than we've looked before. But maybe we call it a little mini revolution, that people are saying, hey, let's wake up and let's start looking at things a little bit different because it's not the same as it used to be.
I wrote going back to our futuristic roots.
Right, futuristic roots.
That's true. Look at the hieroglyphs.
Right.
Fix.
Hieroglyphics. Yeah.
Hieroglyphs.
Right.
Hieroglyph is one stylized picture.
A hieroglyphic.
And then glyphics are the pictures.
Oh.
And then glyphs for the formal writing system. Yeah. Anyway, regardless. So history repeats itself.
Right.
Right. So we're saying history is repeating itself, but we have learned to live our lives. It's like, here's pop culture is over here. And then history and spirituality and aliens, which I don't think really applies. It doesn't fit in any sphere is over this other side over here, and they don't really intersect. So what we're saying is, look, we're standing in this whole new world, and yeah, maybe history does repeat itself, bruh.
Right, bruh. Yeah, because they all sync up. For example, we have stuff that's happening, we're going to be talking about later on too, is ufology and how that's a counterculture idea, and a whole bunch of people live in this counterculture world, and we're not really able to talk about it because they feel that people wouldn't relate to them or connect, or that they're crazy ones. I can relate to that. Part of ufology now, people are saying, you know, if you believe in UFOs or aliens or something else, that maybe you're not the crazy one.
Yeah.
Because about 90 to 80% of people probably do generally. So it's becoming something in the norm. So we're showing that that's being accepted, and counterculture is the one that pushed that into being now pop culture.
Because people honestly believe that the world and science, what they understood of the natural world, were all governed by larger, higher entities. And even then, I always just thought it was interesting that in every religion, we always think of our deities as being up in the sky. So maybe there's something to it. Maybe all we're doing is just getting back to our roots and trying to find access to that ancient knowledge.
Yeah, 100%. And then now what we're doing is showing those syncs through everything that we do and how it's syncing to pop culture.
Yeah.
Another one is Missy Elliott, that just came out with a new album. And she's talking about, to Marie Claire, how she manifested her entire like career and life and everything, pretty much her career though, and said it's because of manifestation. And that really is a counterculture idea. The secret, the idea of manifesting stuff, is more of a counterculture concept that's really now become pop culture, because a lot of people don't even understand what the word manifestation means, which is crazy and amazing at the same time.
They don't know about manifestation?
No, they do. I think now people really are understanding. Or when you say somebody, it's become nomenclature, I guess you'd say, that people are saying, hey, I manifested that.
Yeah,
like, that's cool. Awesome. Like, good for you. And that before, people would say 20 years ago, what the heck does manifesting mean?
Well, then you had Disney, and Disney was saying, when you wish upon a star.
Right, that's manifesting.
No difference who you are.
Right? Nice, Marie.
Yeah, well, we could do better, but I just don't want to hurt anybody's ears. But yeah, there's always been this idea of if you wish. Remember 11/11, yep. When I was little, 11/11, make a wish. If an eyelash fell off and I found an eyelash, make a wish and blow it. There's always things that, about making wishes, and wishes are truly manifestation. There's nothing about it that isn't that. So we've always been doing this low-key witchcraft. And now we have vision boards, and that's my favorite, especially when I have friends that are hardcore Christians who are concerned about this rise of spirituality, which is not saying that gods do or do not exist. All it's saying is it's reinvigorating an energetic balance within ourselves so that we can start putting positive energy out in the world and affect others positively. So when I have friends who are high-key Christians and they're like, well, that's bad. I don't want to see your tarot cards. And that's the devil's work. And I'm like, dude, you do realize you just put together a vision board, and that's low-key witchcraft.
That's manifesting.
Yeah.
You're right. And I also don't think when people are watching The Secret, that was one of the reasons that manifestation started more and became into like the pop culture world, is this whole movie came out called The Secret, and this concept in a book. People are saying, hey, philosophers used to do it. Lots of other, you know, people from the past used to say that there was a secret that they would use and how to kind of lock with the universe. That's something that was never really understood or talked about until that started coming out. And then people went, oh, I resonate with that. And now I'm going to manifest my own life. And depending, some people might look at and listen to this podcast and go, I relate to this, I don't relate to that. That's awesome. We're just happy that you're listening, first of all. And then maybe, geez, at least we have an audience. And then second of all, not everything's going to resonate with us, with our guests. And that's why we're here. It's to open up a conversation with people to say, hey, we all have different ideas and we maybe don't believe in the same things, but we can relate to each other. We can connect through this, and let's table some ideas here. Nobody's wrong. Everybody's right and wrong in these conversations. But what we're trying to do is show that we're all really similar. And maybe we're saying things that are different in different ways. I'm using something that's a counterculture term, but really it's the same thing in a pop culture. For example, we used as Rise of the Divine Feminine, which is counterculture idea, and then this whole Me Too movement, which is pop culture. They're really saying similar things. We're just saying it different ways and using different lexicons.
So we're going to be going down that rabbit hole, diving in without fear.
No.
sharing openly and honestly with some of today's top celebrities, influencers, thinkers, and documentarians, and filmmakers, and ufologists, and witches, and goblins.
And goblins.
Why not?
And we'll manage a fairy will come on.
What is it? It's Joe Rogan with two chicks and a thesis.
It's Joe Rogan, two chicks with a thesis.
Talking about sex, drugs, and UFOs.
Booyah. Right? On a couch. Rather than imagine like on
separate
a
couches.
On a bed. Right? And the guys are like, holy shit, I'm tuning in.
It's not a live stream.
Filming to season two.
Right.
Someone said that to me too. They're like, are you going to film this? They're like, I really think that you and Marie should be on a bed while you do this. I'm like, what? They're like, everybody will tune in. I'm like, no. I'm like, why? This is not a, like a soft porn. Fuck.
Can we wear like those old, like, remember?
We were white.
The onesies?
Right. I'm going to wear my UFO onesie with like the alien head.
Oh.
It has little pizzas on it. It's fucking amazing.
Has pizzas on it?
Has a little pizzas on it. Squares pizzas with UFOs and like and Saturn. And then it has an alien head. It's fucking amazing.
I'm going to wear it
during a segment. I'm just going to come into the Hive studio wearing it. Like, hey, I'm here. Yeah, it's come down to no makeup and an alien onesie. I'll bring my alien vodka too.
Alien vodka?
I do, yeah. And it's from Area 51. Yeah, it's pretty epic. Yeah. I need to get help.
This is the show.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. I think we're
good.
Yeah, we're done.
And we're done.